This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Playing ESPN Rochester on radio.com.
All right, it is Fantasy Football Week here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Many of you have probably already had your fantasy drafts, and we know a majority of you probably have one coming up either this weekend, next week, all leading up to the regular season kickoff. So we want to go heavy fantasy football with only the best and brightest minds out there. Guys like Andy Behrens, you know him from Yahoo Fantasy Sports, good with his time, and joining us now in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Andy, how you been?
I'm good. I'm ready for actual real-life NFL football to happen. I'm sick of this preseason nonsense.
I know. I don't want to wish my summer away, Andy, but let's get to September 5th for that opener. Andy, I already
dropped my daughter off at college, so I'm fully ready for it. I need something to do.
Yeah, for you, summer is over. It's time. It's on. And then you're in Chicago, so you've got all the festivities of the season kicking off right there that Thursday night.
Yep, I'm ready. I'm still trying to finagle a ticket for that game. I've got some stuff to do right up until kickoff, basically. But I'm gonna try to race over there.
Andy, we don't want to overreact to things we see in the preseason. However, what we saw last night from Jimmy Garoppolo, should this scare us off from the 49er quarterback?
Yeah, what the heck is the point of preseason if we can't overreact to it, right? Otherwise, it's just pure distraction. The first takeaway should be it's good to see him back out on the field, right? Like, he suffered a significant injury. He's back. He's playing. We can write off a lot of preseason play, sort of, especially when somebody's coming back from a significant injury. We can write it off to rust busting. There had also been some practice reports from the prior week, though, that weren't that great. Like, he was throwing a bunch of interceptions in practice as well. Now, that of course brings to mind the fact that Patrick Mahomes was throwing interceptions left and right last year in camp, and then he went on to have one of the great fantasy seasons in history. So it's not like you can't overcome this. We still have to think that, you know, he's got George Kittle, right? Like, he's got weapons in the receiving corps. Jalen Hurd has looked great in the preseason. Dante Pettis really had his moments last year. I still feel like Jimmy Garoppolo, once he gets, you know, more reps, more games under his belt, he's going to get back to the level that he was at the end of the season, maybe 2 years ago. Now, quarterback is probably as deep as it has ever been in fantasy, so you don't really need to take a flyer on him, right? Like, you can avoid Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, like, right now, Tom Brady is like my number 20 quarterback, yeah. And that's not a reflection on Brady. That's just the depth of the position. It's absolutely ridiculous right now. So I would say that fantasy drafters can avoid Garoppolo. If you're worried at all about Kittle, remember, he did all that last year with Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard, so he's good.
Hey, Andy, Baker Mayfield is all over the news again today as well for some things that he said in an interview about Daniel Jones and blah, blah, blah. All of that aside, I mean, Baker Mayfield, he can talk the talk. This is the year I think we're going to really see if he can walk the walk. How high are you on Mayfield and the rest of the Cleveland assets and the Cleveland offense?
Yeah, listen, how fun is Baker Mayfield? I mean, like, it's good to have just one quarterback in the league who isn't going to say really bland stuff, right? Like, I mean, he'll draw a lot of criticism for it, but give me quarterback smack talk. And, like, who saw a blindside hit on Daniel Jones coming? Like, that's just fantastic. Like, the whole thing is really entertaining. I think everybody has Baker Mayfield as something like a top 8 fantasy quarterback, and you'll see him as high as number 3. I mean, sky's the limit for this offense, right? We know that Jarvis Landry is really good. Odell Beckham is something else entirely. Like, Odell Beckham is if he doesn't have the best hands in the world, he's got maybe the second best hands in the world next to only DeAndre Hopkins. He is a supremely gifted receiver. The running back, Nick Chubb, tremendous year. David Njoku, a ridiculous athlete, like, even by NFL standards, an absolutely ridiculous athlete. they've just got a bunch of weapons. Rashad Higgins gets lost. He's really good. There's too much to defend on that team. And Baker, of course, set the rookie touchdown passing record last year. So, like, he had about as good a rookie season as anybody could hope for. We can only expect growth now, and he's had basically a, you know, full off season in a system that he was running last year. So we really like that. It's not going to surprise me at all if Baker Mayfield throws 35 touchdown passes, 4,500 yards. He's just in a great situation.
Talking to Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy, back in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. Another team that fascinates me is Arizona, and actually kind of scares me, Andy. I hope I have a better option. I haven't drafted rather than the Cardinals, but based on what we've seen so far, I guess how long do you think it's going to take here for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury to figure out the NFL?
This is just a wonderful experiment. You guys are really hitting on all the fun stuff. I got to say, like, first of all, I guess about the Cardinals, when everything is new, it takes time, right? Like, I feel like we've seen this in the past. There's a franchise that does this every year, right? New head coach, new quarterback, bunch of new names in the receiving core, some deck chairs shuffling on the offensive line, right? Like, everything is new. And the NFL is basically a continuity league. So you feel better about the teams that are, you know, implementing new things on top of what they did last year, stuff like that. So I do think it's going to take time in Arizona. And they had a mostly wretched offensive line last year. Like, those are real concerns. But if we actually get the sort of full expression of the air raid offense at any point this year with a really gifted dual threat quarterback in Kyler Murray, that's going to be really fun, because the sort of the guiding principles of the offense basically are obviously spread you out. There's, you know, it's too many receivers to cover. We're going to get the ball out quick. We're going to run a lot of plays. We're going to play fast. It's going to be really fun. And that should create opportunities for David Johnson that might not exist, you know, in a more traditional pro style offense with a bad offensive line. They've got a bunch of really gifted pass catchers there and some really fun rookies too. So, I don't know how much we'll see of, like, Andy Isabella and Hakeem Butler, two guys that we were really excited about coming into the draft. But, you know, you've got Larry Fitzgerald, who had, you know, three of the last 4 years, he has 100 receptions. You've got Christian Kirk, who really showed well last season in an otherwise bleak offense. You've got David Johnson, who's already been the number one player in fantasy just 3 years ago. So a lot of talent on the field, really fun offense. But again, like, if it starts slow, like if September, if the returns are kind of disappointing, I wouldn't be that alarmed, because so much is new here that there's just no way it can look pretty right away.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia talking some fantasy football, as we've been doing a lot of in the past recent days. And one of the guests that we had on, Andy, made a prediction. It's a prediction that I agree with. My co-host's head explodes every time I bring it up. Lamar Jackson, speaking of dual threat quarterbacks, could Lamar Jackson end the season a top five fantasy quarterback, in your opinion?
Oh, I'm not sure who you had on earlier, but I'm fully on board with this. In fact, we were just asked to, you know, come up with some bold predictions for an article that we're running next week. And, you know, sort of my bold, if everything goes right, prediction is going to be that Lamar Jackson can finish as the QB1 in fantasy.
There you go.
He can also finish as the QB25, right? Like, there's a huge range of outcomes for Lamar Jackson. But, the key numbers, and you guys probably heard them, like, from the moment that he took over as starter last year, he averaged 17 carries and 79 rushing yards per game. Do you know how many running backs averaged more than 79 rushing yards per game for the full season? It was five guys. Saquon Barkley was barely ahead of him. Now, I don't necessarily think we're getting 70, 80 rushing yards a game from Jackson, because that's, you know, that's no way to keep him healthy. But, man, if we get 55, if we get 60, if he's still running the ball a dozen times a game, that's just an absolute cheat code in fantasy. I mean, he doesn't have to be a stellar passer to end up finishing as a top five fantasy quarterback if you know, his weekly floor involves 60 rushing yards. So if he can, you know, even a low volume passing offense, if he can just get to where he's given us 200 passing yards a game, a touchdown or two, he can be a top five fantasy quarterback for sure.
Andy, of all the running back situations in the league right now, I guess we kind of have one in Buffalo where you just have a lot of names, but which one do you think right now, an unsettled situation, might provide good value perhaps for maybe a rookie rising up, because we're always looking to get that RB1 towards the end of our drafts?
Yeah, two rookie running backs in this class. I mean, there's three rookie running backs in this class who I can actually see catapulting into maybe the late first round next year. The first and most obvious is Josh Jacobs, but he doesn't really have any competition for carries. He's just going to be the guy for the Raiders. The other two are much more interesting. David Montgomery is in a somewhat cluttered backfield. You know, the Bears signed Mike Davis in the offseason. They already had Tariq Cohen, who's probably going to catch another 65, 75 balls. But the Bears backfield lost 270 touches when they traded Jordan Howard away. So that's the kind of workload that's up for grabs. Everyone is buzzing about David Montgomery. He's been a highlight player. You know, he's not a guy who like really wowed in terms of his combine sort of statistics. Not unusually fast, you know, not an uncommon athlete by NFL standards, but he was a crazy tackle breaker in college, and that's all we've seen in the preseason. And that's all the Bears defenders are saying coming out of training camp practices. So Montgomery sure seems like a guy who could find his way to 250 touches if everything goes right this season. And if that happens, he's going to give you 1,200, 1,300 yards. And then the other guy, obviously, who's really played well throughout the summer as soon as he got healthy, was Miles Sanders. He really seems to have separated from the rest of the running backs in Philadelphia. The problem there is that the Eagles have had so much success with a committee approach. They won a damn Super Bowl with basically a committee arrangement at running back. So once you have success that way, we shouldn't necessarily expect you to do anything else. But if Sanders comes into a situation where he's getting maybe 220 touches, and again, I think he's pretty clearly the best option they have in the backfield, then he's going to be an easy 1,000 yards as well.
Andy, two situations with 1,000-yard rushers in their backfields that we don't really know how to deal with, or we have an idea of how to deal with, but with drafts coming up, I want to get your advice on how you would deal with Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas and Melvin Gordon in Los Angeles.
This is a good question, and it's complicated. I think we should first say that neither one of these players is in the situation that Le'Veon was in last year, where they could just wait out the season and become a free agent. And I also don't think that there's quite the level of animosity that existed between Le'Veon and Pittsburgh, where he was just never going to be a Steeler again, didn't want him, right? I don't think we're at that point with either of these players, but it sure does seem like Melvin is dug in and the Chargers are dug in. And the Chargers really have a couple of decent options behind Gordon. They're not necessarily at Gordon's level, and they certainly haven't demonstrated that they can handle 300 touches, but, you know, Eckler's good. Jackson is good. They could cobble something together for a little while. They've got a really good passing game there. That's the one where I really worry that it could drag out many weeks. I tend to have the sense that the Cowboys situation is going to get done, because I think there's just no doubt that Zeke Elliott is one of those two or three truly special backs, difference-making player. You know, fantasy guys really like to say that running backs don't matter in a lot of situations, and you just want people who are getting opportunities and touches. Zeke Elliott is a different thing altogether. Like, Zeke has led the NFL in rushing yards per game every season of his career so far. He's really good. The obviously, the offensive line is really good, too. The weird thing about his situation is, you know, like, he's under team control for a while. He's not like, yeah. Again, it's not the Le'Veon thing. Like, if he sits out the entire season, that contract just like rolls over to next year. He doesn't gain anything from it. So I think something will get done there. There's obviously a little bit of simmering hostility between ownership and player there, though. But I would be very surprised if the Zeke Elliott situation goes beyond a week or two. The name that we should throw in there, and I know I'm almost filibustering on this, but the name we should throw in there is Tony Pollard, who is a really good collegiate runner who the Jones family has been raving about so far. You know, kind of passed the eye test in preseason to this point. He would be the guy probably to get the bulk of the carries where Zeke Elliott's missing.
Andy, we made it this far in the interview not to bring up Antonio Brown, so here's your obligatory Antonio Brown question. Is Is the helmet issue a red herring for the frostbitten feet? I mean, are we sure that he's healthy and ready to go? In other words, can I just project Antonio Brown based off of last year's numbers, or should I pause for concern here, Andy?
I honestly don't remember a situation. You know, I've covered the NFL for a pretty long time now. I don't remember anything that was quite like this. I mean, this is, you know, we use the word distraction too often, but I feel like this is a legitimate distraction, both for the team. The player is clearly distracted. Like, the coverage surrounding him is kind of crazy. I understand the desire to, you know, use the equipment that you've used your entire career. But it's really hard to explain how dug in he is on this at this point. And he's just missed so many reps with a new quarterback and in a new system. And that is bound to manifest itself on that. Like, no matter how good he is week one, you have to be thinking, how much better could he be if he'd actually been with this team for the previous, you know, however many months? It's clearly going to affect him. The downgrade from a quarterback who targeted him a zillion times, right? Like, it was nothing for Antonio Brown to see 170, 180 targets in a season. I don't think he's going to get that with the Raiders, and the quality of the targets is not going to be the same with Derek Carr either. So, you know, can he still give us 1,000 yards, 1,100 yards? Can he get us 7 or 8 touchdowns? Sure, but that's, you know, this was a guy who was reliably 1,500 receiving yards, like 110 catches, a dozen touchdowns. I just don't think that's in play. So I view Antonio Brown more as a early third rounder, late second rounder, and that's almost sunshiny at this point.
Andy, what about another former Pittsburgh Steeler in new surroundings who isn't going to see any time this preseason? A brand new offense, brand new teammates. Is Le'Veon Bell going to be the number one back in fantasy the way he proclaimed he would be earlier this preseason?
Well, I'd be shocked if he's the number one back in fantasy, but only because the top of the ranks are just that good. Good luck dethroning, you know, like, Saquon led the NFL in scrimmage yards last year, and I feel like he's just kind of scratching the surface. You know, he's healthy, he's dominant. McCaffrey was great. So no, I don't think Le'Veon's going to get back to number one status, and he's not attached to an offense that was as explosive as Pittsburgh's either. So that's a bit of a downgrade as well. So I don't think Le'Veon is going to finish with, you know, 1,900, 2,000 scrimmage yards like he would do in his prime years. He's still in a good situation. He is still in line to see, you know, there's only a handful of guys that I could tell you I think have a real shot at like 300 touches on the season. That's just a huge total in today's game. And he's clearly one of those guys. So if you want to take Le'Veon Bell with the as high as the fifth pick, sixth pick, seventh pick in a draft, I don't think that's too early. I think that's about the right range. The volume is absolutely going to be there. And that's actually a sneaky fun offense. Sam Darnold was playing really well at the end of the season last year, as your listeners probably know. Looked really good. And a very young quarterback who's really coming into his own. He's looked good in the preseason so far. That receiving core has added some interesting pieces. Jameson Crowder is there now. Like, I think that offense is going to be pretty good. So it's not going to shock me if Le'Veon gives us, I don't know, 1,500 total yards, 10 touchdowns. That's definitely in play.
Got to read Andy Barron's work as you're doing your homework here. Andy, how can people read more on Yahoo? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter, just at Andy Barron's, and they can check out Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Fantasy at any time. We got a lot of fun stuff coming, a lot of fun collaborative pieces coming out, not only this week, but into next week, too. There's just a lot of content out there right now. It's a fun time of year.
You got it, Andy. Appreciate you giving us some of your time and sharing some of that knowledge with our listeners. Always good to talk to you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
You got it. Andy Barron's, Yahoo Fantasy Sports. It's one of the best.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, if you have Fantasy League on Yahoo, you know, there's a handful of names that you just know. And you know, we get them here in the sports bar. Andy Barron's is one of them. We've had Brad Evans on in the past.
That's another vote for Lamar Jackson. Now, see,
Pianowski tomorrow. I bet you if we have Pianowski tomorrow, I bet you Pianowski is going to echo the sentiment as well. Gene, at some point you're just going to listen to your boy over here and know, like, look, I'm not a wild card. I'm just listening to what the experts are saying.
No. Look, I will agree with Kevin Payne. I will agree with Andy Barron's. I just don't like agreeing with you.
That's right. That's right. That's what it comes down to. But you didn't agree with Kevin Payne, because when Kevin Payne said it, you were like,
"No
way."
No.
And I'm like, "No, he's right." And now every guy that we've had on has said the same thing. Oh, yeah, he could be a top five fantasy quarterback. We don't want to admit it, because there's another guy that the Buffalo Bills passed on. We don't want to admit that he might be good, that he might actually be a good enough quarterback to lead his team to the postseason, or for fantasy purposes, lead the league in fantasy. Like, we don't want to believe it, because Mahomes is one, and now Jackson's going to be another one? No, can't be. He sucks. We passed on him. Okay. We'll see. We will see. Andy Behrens is great. If you came in late for that, we'll get it on demand for you shortly here at ESPNRochester.com. And don't forget, if you download the radio.com app and you search out the sports bar, all of our on-demand audio is online right there for you. You can listen anytime you want. Take us with you everywhere you go. All right, Gene, we're at fourth and one here. We've got a call and audible at the line of scrimmage. What do you think?
Well, because we have Randy Sexton. So he's at the Amherst alumni tournament. So we're going to get the latest on the Amherst and the Sabres. Then maybe we do I'll drink to that after Randy then, perhaps?
Well, we got Matt Parrino coming up too.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
here's the thing. I don't know. Is our audience ready for my pit bulls are the ugliest dog take? Because if they're not ready for that, we can always shelve that and you know, do it at a later time. My non-sports take.
I have takes burning.
All right. So we'll get some takes in here as well. We've got I'll drink you that coming up, but let's take a break here. On the other side, we will come back with Rochester Amherst general manager Randy Sexton. He's joining us from the Amherst Alumni Golf Tournament, who is what's going on at Ravenwood today, right?
Yeah, so we'll get the latest. There's some injuries, obviously. It's off-season surgeries. Will risk the line and ever get traded? I dare you to bring up the Royal Blue Jersey thing again, too.
He's not going to remember that I brought that up. He won't.
No.
He doesn't care.
No.
It's fine. It's all good. All right, so love having Randy Sexton on. I mean, just great having a classy, well-thought-out hockey guy on with us. Randy joins us next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.